2014 has been a busy year for the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. Three licenses awarded, new regulations adopted, and all under the specter of a possible casino repeal. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has covered all of this for us this past year, and he joins us now as part of our look at 2014. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Steve.
So first off, of course, the voters have now weighed in and apparently agree with the plan previously approved by lawmakers to permit casino gambling. How much tension did the ballot question that would have wiped it out create?
Well, it was certainly in the back of everyone's mind as these licenses were being awarded. But the ballot question really had an uphill battle from the start. Casino companies spent millions of dollars fighting this question, its supporters raising money only by the thousands. The final vote, 60 to 40 in favor of keeping casinos, really just not a close fight at all.
So three casino projects have won approval. One is set to actually begin operations in the coming year. Let's go through each of them. First, the one that is coming online this year, that's the state's only slots parlor.
That's right. Back in February, the Gaming Commission awarded the state's only slot parlor to Penn National Gaming at Plain Ridge Racecourse in Plainville. It beat out bids from Raynham Park Racetrack and Cordish Companies, which wanted to build one in Leominster. Now, Plain Ridge is on an aggressive construction schedule, but officials there have told me more than once they're on track, if not a day or two ahead of expectations. Assuming that stays as is, we'll get our first taste of on-site gambling when it opens in June.
So, Jack, there are two full resort casinos now in the works. Remind us first what's happening in Western Massachusetts.
Back in June of this past year, the commission awarded the Western Massachusetts license to MGM, which will build a casino in Springfield. That turned out to be the only company bidding for the license. Mohegan Sun had tried to compete for that license, but voters in the town of Palmer rejected them. Construction in Springfield is due to start in the spring with a projected opening mid-2017.
And then there's the Greater Boston Casino. That was a tough contest, but what's happening now in Everett?
Yeah, Wynn Resorts snagged this one for their proposal along the Mystic River in Everett. The only other bidder there was Mohegan Sun, who sort of jumped in after the Gaming Commission barred Caesars Entertainment from bidding for the license. Mohegan, like Caesars before them, was partnered with Suffolk Downs in pitching its casino proposal as the only way to save the track. Here's Commissioner James McHugh, though, who actually voted in favor of the Mohegan plan, praising Wynn as they were granted the license.
The Wynn organization has a proven track record in a very, very competitive environment. They've done an excellent job in the face of heavy competition, and they've done it over a sustained period of time.
Suffolk Downs, meantime, says it will not host live racing there next year, although there is an effort by Horsemen to try and have some new ideas and bring the track back. Everett, meantime, Wynn starts cleaning up the former chemical site their casino will be built on in early 2015, projected to open in late 2017, although there are still some concerns about them hitting that target.
Now, I notice you didn't mention anything about my region where I live, southeastern Massachusetts.
The state gaming law allows up to three casino licenses, one in Eastern Mass, Western Mass, and one in southeastern Massachusetts. There has really been almost no interest in that part of the state, and that's for a couple of reasons. First is the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe, which is going through federal channels to try and get land to build a casino in Taunton. That could take years to resolve, and companies don't want to open a casino in Fall River or New Bedford if 10 years from now another one's going to open up right on their doorstep. The other issue is simple dollars and cents. The forecasted revenue for a casino in southeastern Mass is simply so low that a lot of casino companies are just balking at it. There's a January 31st deadline to apply for a casino license down there. So far, there is only one application, and it's still unclear if that's even going to get off the ground. And all of this has led Commission Chairman Steve Crosby say it's very possible they may not award a license down there at all.
Well, if there's no interest, there's no interest. We don't have to award a license if we don't get any applications or if we don't get any credible or quality applications.
So as we look to the year ahead, what still needs to be done?
Still some questions lingering about the Wynn Casino in Everett. They need to get some environmental permitting done, as well as a new design of exactly what the casino is going to look like from the outside. We can expect that to look more like the Encore Casino in Las Vegas, that reflective glass appearance.
Okay, WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is talking the year in casinos. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.